Hello, hello. Sunday, the 22nd of October, 2023. And we are, well, me, I am going to read, and my apologies for having to go through the letters a little bit before I get them the right one. Yes, letter number 6. Okay, let me organize myself a little bit, which I could have, should have done before, but you know by now that my organizational skills are not the greatest. But this is an exciting day, because I'm going to read a letter from the 20th of April, 1946. Even though my grandfather writes 45, it's not true. And it is the first letter that has not been written in the Netherlands. This letter is from East Hampstead. And it says, beste broer en zus. Beste broers en zus. So dear brothers and sister. And like right in front of that, it says F9, meaning guilders, or well, florijn officially, but he's added 9 guilders to the letter, and it says underlined voor Marianne. And I have a feeling that those 9 guilders, which would be a few euros now, like maybe 6. But anyway, at the time, obviously in 1946, that was a lot of money. And I have a feeling that it is for her something, graduation or exams. And people, my eye sees the word Tabinta, and apparently, Tabinta is the name of the boat that he mentioned to this committee member, blah, 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 2008 letter. Remember that one, Meneer Schoolmeester. So maybe he didn't lie, because why would he say Tabinta otherwise? But okay, hoe gaat het nog met jullie? How are you guys? Is alles nog gezond? En gaat het leven best, Marianne? Is everyone healthy, and is life good, Marianne? Je zult wel verwonderd zijn een brief te krijgen uit Engeland. He says you're probably surprised about getting a letter from me from England. Maar ja. We zijn dinsdag uit Assen vertrokken en zitten nu hier in een kamp. So he says, but, so you're probably surprised, but yes, maar ja, we departed on Tuesday from Assen and now we're in a camp. And then, semicolon. Is that what it's called? Dubbele punt, semicolon? I think so. East Hampstead. East Hampstead. He writes his S-T-E-A-D. Is that how you write East Hampstead? Well, apparently so. Who cares? Bij Wokingham. So, close to Wokingham. De reis is reuze geweest. So the trip was, yeah, reuze, great, immense, cool. No, reuze is an adjective and it can be really positive, but it depends on what you put after. So the reis is reuze geweest. Let's see if that was dinsdagavond vertrokken we met een extra trein uit Assen om 12 uur. So on Tuesday night at midnight, they departed with an extra train from Assen. Je had dat gesjouw eens moeten zien. Ja, je had dat gesjouw eens moeten zien met de volle uitrusting. He said, you should have seen the struggles of carrying everything, sort of thing. Gesjouw. Yeah. Like basically, he was struggling getting his full equipment and everything, uniforms or whatever, everything in the one bag and carrying it with him. Ik was tenminste blij dat we in de trein zaten. He said, at least I was happy that at least we were on the train. We zijn toen doorgereden naar Amsterdam, waar we 's morgens tegen 8 uur aankwamen. So he said we went to Amsterdam by train, I'm assuming, and they arrived at 8 in the morning. From Assen to Amsterdam by train, 8 hours. Jeez. They would have been faster if they would have walked, probably. But okay. Amsterdam, waar we 's morgens tegen 8 uur aankwamen. Na een hele tijd wachten werden we ingescheept op de Tabinta. Een tamelijk grote schuit die altijd voor troepentransport is bestemd geweest. Now I get the lie that wasn't a lie. Two lies that weren't a lie. He did depart from Amsterdam, but to England, not to Indonesia. And he was on the Tabinta, but not to Indonesia, but to England. Mr. Schoolmeesters, you didn't get it. Oh my God. Thank you for not getting it. Because otherwise I wouldn't have a podcast. But letter number 6, and the whole mystery has been solved. The mystery of his brother, the mystery of the Tabinta, and the mystery of saying that he departed from Amsterdam. He did. He was right, Mr. Schoolmeesters. Don't ever call my grandfather a big old liar again. Oh, yeah. He's saying, after waiting for a long time, we were basically loaded onto the Tabinta, a fairly large, well, schuit, or ship, vessel, ship. I'm just going to say ship. That has always been specifically for the transportation of troops. Okay. Nou liep hier een hele van die bruine kerels rond. Uit Brits-Indië. He might not have seen a lot of colored people before that, because he's saying, well, there were, but I'm assuming he's talking present tense, but maybe when he just arrived, that's what he noticed, that's why he's writing in the past tense. But he said there were a whole bunch of those brown men, well, kerels, it's actually a short man, from British India. So it was also called India, well, in Dutch, so Brits India, so which is now India. British India. Yeah, that's India. And I just go, oh God, there's the laugh again. I just killed a mosquito that was in the process of biting me. Well, I was a little bit too late because he already did it. And now I have blood on my hand and on my knee. And I'm just going to pretend it's not there, okay? We have things to do. Okay, so he saw people from India. Om 10 uur vertrokken we uit Amsterdam. Oh, maybe the British Indian people were in Amsterdam because he said we departed from Amsterdam at 10. No, he's talking about the boat. He saw them on the boat, sorry. Er waren nogal wat mensen aan de kade en toen kwamen de zakdoeken voor de dag. So there were quite a bunch of people in the on shore, and then the handkerchiefs appeared or came out of the pockets or whatever. So and you've seen it, I'm assuming, like in old movies or whatever. I don't know if they still do it, but where they wave like handkerchiefs. I don't know if they're supposed to be white, but when a ship leaves. Blablab. 'S middags passeerden we de sluis. Sluizen in IJmuiden. So in the afternoon, we passed or went through or drove through, whatever a boat does, the, what is it, sluis in IJmuiden. What is a sluis? A sluis is a sort of water, is a what, there is a word for it in English, but it's a way of managing water. Let's just, yeah, I can look up the word for sluis later. Hier stond het zwart van de mensen. Oh, it was, is that an English expression as well? It was black from the people? No, that's not an expression. Anyway, there were a lot of people. Op het allerlaatste moment kwamen ze op de gedachte om bloemen te kopen bij een bloemenkoopman die daar stond met zijn karretje. So he said, though, and I'm assuming he is referring to those people because he said, at the very last moment, they came up with the idea to buy flowers from a flower salesperson who was standing there with his little cart. Yeah, with his little vendor. I don't know, whatever. Someone that was selling flowers. Die kerel gooide eerst zelf een aantal bosjes, oh, gele narcissen, over het dek. En toen vlogen al de mensen op zijn karretje af. En in een minimum van tijd had hij totaal niets meer. En waren wij. Waren wij. Bestrooid met al die bloemen. Oh, people. He said it was the guy himself that threw the first. Oh, een drietal bosjes. Who threw three bouquets of yellow narcissus. I also have to look up what type of flowers those are in English. But so it was the salesperson itself, and that was the first one that threw three bouquets on deck. He said, and then all those people, like, basically stormed. Ja, vloog op hem af. Ja, basically just almost attacked him. Or his little cart. And he said within a minimum of time, he didn't have anything left. And we were being, well, destroyed. He's almost as sprinkled with all those flowers. Nou, dan gaat er even een brok in je keel zitten. that made him emotional. Sorry, just a tiny, tiny little break, because I need a tissue. Because I'm not going to jeopardize leaking on these letters. And that also gives me the opportunity to get rid of this dead, squished mosquito on my knee. And get rid of the blood. Perfect. Perfect. Good. Let me grab a tissue, just in case. But, so, my grandfather was also emotional the moment he wrote this. So, it's a perfect moment to be emotional with him. Okay. Hij heeft een brok in je keel zitten. En duidelijk maken dat alle jongens er hetzelfde aan toe waren. Brok in je keel zitten. En je kon duidelijk merken. Ah, he said, yeah, so he became emotional. In Dutch we say, you get a lump or something in your throat. As in, like, it becomes hard to swallow away the emotions. And he said it was obvious that all the guys, that alle jongens, were in the same state. Dat ze er dezelfde aan toe waren. Even later waren we in volle zee. So he said a short while later, we were on full sea. More mosquitoes. Een klein motorbootje heeft ons een heel stuk vergezeld. En die mensen of andere boten zwaaiden als gekken toen ze merkten dat we er tussenuit trokken. They were accompanied by a small motorboat. En die mensen. En he said, those people. Op andere boten. Op of. Yeah. He said, the people on other boats. So I'm assuming that includes the one that accompanied them. He said they were waving like crazy people. As soon as they noticed that we were. Yeah, basically taking off, we were leaving. 'S nachts hebben we in de moeten slapen. In de ruimen, I'm assuming. So at night they slept in the places on the boat that are for sleeping. I don't know how to call them, whatever. Ruimen moeten slapen. Hier was alles prima ingericht. He said it was fine. And then? Bedden, drie hoog. Oh, he's going to describe the boat. Oh, he's going to describe the room. I can't read the first word though. But I think talen bedden. Houten bedden, something with beds. And they were three levels or three beds. So they were bunk beds, but with three. They had showers, douches, wasfonteintjes, so sinks, and koud en warm water, including cold and hot water. Alles oké, okay, hoor. It's like, just fine. Okie dokie. Well done. He was happy. Het eten ook in orde. And he said, food's also fine. En 20 sigaretten per dag. They get 20 cigarettes per day. Nou, de zee is de hele reis doodkalm geweest. He says, well, the sea was calm as death the entire time. Obviously, you don't say that like that in English, but anyway, just to emphasize how calm it was, okay? Een enkele had last van zeeziekte. He said there were some or a few, an enkele. So there were a few that were seasick. 'S Nachts miste het reusachtig. So it's very foggy. Is that the meteorological term? Foggy or mist? No, it's called fog. Anyway, at night he couldn't see anything. Not because of the darkness, but because of the fog. Zo erg dat we midden in een mijnenveld zaten voor we er erg in hadden. Oh my God. He said it was so bad that before we knew it, we entered a mine field. Oh my God, they could have been dead before they came into England. Toen was het volle kracht achteruit. So he said, as soon as they noticed it, it was full speed. Backwards? No, not backwards. Reverse. In reverse. You can't put a boat. Yeah, can you put a boat in reverse? Anyway, the boat had to back up quickly. The full. Oh, that was it. Just like, yeah, almost encountered a freaking minefield. But he's more detailed about the room than he was about the mind. The things that he was used to after 5 years of war. Poor boy. Anywho, sorry, I need to plug in my line. Because the batteries only last like 2 minutes. Okay. De volgende dag kwamen we pas om 4 uur in Southampton. Oh, full stop. I thought something else was coming. Anyway, so he said the next day we arrived. Oh, so we didn't arrive until 4 p.m. in Southampton. So he is basically saying that for him it was a long trip. He doesn't know what's coming. Om 2 uur kregen we de loods aan boord. En die bracht ons tot in de havens. Ah, okay. So there was some type of smaller boat that got them. Went on board or does something around. I don't know. Anyway, there was a boat that helped them get to the harbor safely. Het eiland. Schitterend om te zien. Het eiland is schitterend. Het eiland, right? Is it a name of an island? Anyway, some island, he said it is gorgeous to see. En midden op ligt een oud slot met grote grasten en afgesloten door een grote muur. Ah, oh, was some type of fort, or some type of castle, or something. Het eiland, right? So yeah, I'm thinking, I'm assuming. Because he's now describing, he was like in the middle of it was an old castle with a grass part with a large garden around it. Well, he calls it grass, so whether it was just a patch of grass or whether it was like more of like a botanical garden, I don't know. He said, and it was closed off with or by a big or a large wall. Het landschap is sprookjesachtig. Oh, he said, the environment, the landscape is like from a fairy tale. Aan de kust witte. Krijtrotsen. Ah. Onshore, you can see white, krait, sort of charcoal rocks, and here and there the huizen, meest wit of rood. And then he said, and almost like in sort of patches, you would see these some type of houses. He describes them, but I can't read the word. Blokarmige. Oh, no. Some type of houses that were apparently typical. Most of them white or red. Het kleurt prachtig tussen al dat groen. Oh, that's why he's describing it. He says it's just so beautiful between or within all that green, or between all that green. Fantastic people. This is only half of the letter, and we're almost half an hour. So I have read page one and page two, so the front and the back of the first page, and the next two pages will get their own episode.